A Countdown to Touchdown on Mars. I'm Jane Platt with JPL, NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. It's really hard to successfully land a spacecraft on Mars, but if all goes as planned, that's exactly what'll happen on May 25th. Joining us is Barry Goldstein of JPL, Project Manager for Mars Phoenix Lander. So Barry, first off, why don't you tell me where exactly Phoenix is headed and why it's going there?
Well, Phoenix is going to be the first mission to hopefully successfully land north of the Arctic Circle on Mars. And the reason we're going there is consistent with the Mars program theme of following the water. We're actually going to dig and analyze the recently discovered near-surface water, ice water, in the northern plains of Mars.
And how does this mission fit in with the science goals of NASA's Mars program overall?
Well, one of the obvious themes of the Mars program has been to follow the water, and the reason the theme was to follow the water is we know on Earth that wherever there is water, regardless of other environmental extremes, whether it's at the volcanic trenches in the ocean or even up in the Arctic, no matter how cold or hot, where there is water, there's always been various signs of life. While Phoenix is not a life detection mission, what we are trying to do is determine the biological potential or the potential for life being in a region on Mars, and where better to go than where the water is.
Okay, and the Phoenix lander is going there and has actually inherited some old technology. Tell me about that.
Yeah, what we've done on Phoenix, and its name is somewhat apropos, is we've taken the concepts and designs of the payload from the Mars Polar Lander, and we've taken the hardware that was actually in development for the Mars 01 lander, which was postponed after the MPL Mars Polar Lander failure, and we've basically resurrected them in a mission, and we've spent an enormous amount of time over the past 5 years of testing, analyzing, and simulating all the capabilities of the 01 lander to make sure it's a success.
Can you explain a little bit about how you took the existing technology and you tested it and tested it and tested it again?
Absolutely. What we had proposed when we first put together our mission concept was that we would spend the first portion of the mission actually going through the analysis that was done and looking at the pedigree of the hardware and making sure that it would be compatible with the mission we've designed. So the first part of the mission, what we call Phase B, we went and we redid and re-looked at all the analyses and re-verified the capabilities of the system performing the way we wanted to. We made several changes based on that, and then we went into the next phase, which is looking at the system design and seeing how it performed analytically. There is where the focus on EDL really took hold, and we found several issues that we've corrected relative to the architecture that was defined, and entry, descent, landing, which is our most difficult phase.